Many decades ago, a company wanting to impress us with its customer service launched an ad campaign that centered on an interesting expression intended to reinforce the fact that they would do just about anything to make their customer happy. They asserted no ifs, ands, or buts. Ifs, ands, or buts. Three words that are known as conditional modifiers. If you're something of an English grammar nerd as I am, you know that these words known as conditionals are powerful little things. They can turn a statement from an absolute, "You are a fool," into something more tame. "You are a fool, but I still love you." They can reframe something as a possibility rather than a fact. For example, "If you are a fool, I don't want to hire you," is very, very different from "You're a fool, I don't want to hire you." In today's gospel, Luke uses one of these conditional modifiers to powerful and subtle effect. In the gospel that I just read for you, the shortest word, one of those conditional modifiers, is in fact the most powerful one. If. If you are the Son of God. If you are the Son of God, make these stones into bread. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself off of this building because the angels are going to catch you. If you are really who you say you are, prove it to me. And I wonder if there's a hidden challenge here, not just prove it to the devil who is posing these questions, but pose it to yourself. If you're really who you say you are, test it out so you can be really sure. After all, it might just be your imagination that you think you're God, or that hamburger you ate last night. Or it might just be a delusion. That devil, that tempter, always looking to make trouble. Now, Jesus doesn't rise to the bait, of course. He's clear about who he is and what he's supposed to do, even after 40 days of near starvation in the desert. He has nothing to prove to this devil or to the Pharisees or to the disciples. He simply has to be utterly himself. And the rest of his work will speak for itself. No ifs, ands, or buts. But the devil, even with his limited tools of persuasion, thinks differently. He thinks that Jesus is, in fact, subject to the same human failings as the rest of us, pride and self-doubt being foremost among them. So he couches his temptations with that if, hoping to get Jesus in his weakened state into a place of questioning who he really is and why he is embarking on this task that will only end in misery and in pain. In fact, he wants Jesus to give up the task of saving us. The devil, of course, would like nothing better than to cut off the possibility of improvement of the relationship between humankind and God. And what quicker and more efficient way than to disarm the one who was sent to repair that relationship? If you are who you say you are, prove it. A schoolyard taunt. Designed to get Jesus to respond, "I am too." But Jesus is not going to be drawn into a debate with the lesser adversary. even this prince of devils cannot get him to make a misstep. But, another conditional. But when the devil is unsuccessful in tempting Jesus, what does he do? Does he slink off defeated, never to be seen or heard from again? No. Luke tells us, when the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. An opportune time. It's the devil's job, of course, to tempt humanity into sin. So just because it didn't work when he was tempting Jesus didn't mean it might not work in the future, or it might not work on human beings. To put together a few of our conditional modifiers all into one phrase, you might say, if Jesus was God as well as man, he had the power to resist such temptations. But mere humans did not have such power, it seems. And there is the heart of what Lent is all about. We are not so good at resisting temptations, especially some of those that the devil tried to use with Jesus with that little word, if. Pridefulness and self-doubt. They're two sides of the same coin, of course. If we're prideful, we think that we are more important than we really are, so we boast or are arrogant or look down our noses at others. You think this doesn't apply to you? Remember the last time you laughed at those silly rednecks when you watched Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, or smirked at the feckless Guidos and Guidettes on the Jersey Shore, because we are so much better than they are. We don't take our children to kiddie beauty pageants or worry about our tans. Right. We have other things, more important things to worry about, like whether our child is doing better in school than our friend's child, or whether we can beat out our coworker for a promotion. What about self-doubt? It's that old feeling of, am I good enough? Good enough for what? A good enough employee? A good enough parent? Compared to what? Honey Boo Boo's mom and dad? Don't forget Snooki is a mommy now. That's a frightening thought. Judgment, sorry, God. Here's the standard that we forget when we're lost in a morass of pridefulness or of self-doubt. We are beloved. We are beloved children of God, made by our Creator to love God and to love each other. We are beautiful in God's eyes. Nothing else matters. So it takes you out of the realm of Snooki and Honey Boo Boo, doesn't it? Makes all of our wonderings if we're good enough and all of our judgments about others not being as good as us seem a little misguided. And this is where the gift of Lent can be so very powerful. When we get all caught up in the idea that the ifs and the ands or the buts matter, this season of Lent says, wait a minute, stop. Think about what you're doing here. Do you measure yourself by the standards of the world or by how well you live into being the person that God created you to be? Do you think of yourself as better than everyone around you or not good enough? Because both of them deny what God sees when God sees you. Do you remember that God wants nothing more for you than to be who you are, beloved and loving? In this season of Lent, We take our own measure, not to compare ourselves with others, but to see how we have lived into God's vision for us. That is the only measure that truly counts. No ifs, ands, or buts. Amen.